This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 20th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. U.S. Senator Barack Obama has discovered a certain fundraising prowess and has foregone public financing of his presidential campaign. John Samples, director of the Cato Institute's Center for Representative Government, comments. Obama sort of represents two sides of the campaign finance coin. That is, he has lots of very small donors, but he also has lots of the big donors who have maxed themselves out. So he sort of represents both what opponents of a sort of free and open system of campaign finance, he represents the good and the bad.
That's right. I mean, I think he's got a lot of donors out there that are new donors, that are small donors. He's brought several hundred thousand new donors into the system. I think he's probably just fairly stunned and surprised by how successful he's been, as everyone else is. This was not totally unexpected, but the size of the achievement, I think, is, and the role of small donors in it, the emergence of the internet. This is an election like 1960, where television came of age. This is the new technology having big effects. And he represents both of them. Now, whether both sides of this debate, but whether what has happened here will genuinely change his outlook about campaign finance remains an open question, I think.
And that speaks to your point that he may have been stunned by his ability to raise all this money by virtue of the fact that he checked yes on the box to begin with, to say yes, and there is a set of circumstances under which I will accept public financing.
Well, I think he actually believes in a lot of the fairly typical, as does John McCain, a lot of the fairly typical campaign finance agenda, including the virtues of public financing and so on. Obama did say a couple, 3 weeks ago that, we've created a parallel system that's public. It's like it achieves the goals of the public system, which is small donors and so on. And so he may also be changing his mind about it. I think, again, we have to keep the political context in mind. People like to think that campaign finance is, something different, that it's a kind of moral part of politics. But generally speaking, these decisions are mostly political decisions. Related to that, what I think is one thing has been missed to this point and is actually revealing about Senator Obama is this decision. It shows that a couple of things. One thing for certain, it shows that if Senator Obama has a very strong ideological view, which I think he did have and probably still does have at some level, about campaign finance, about the virtues of public financing and the sort of questionable nature of private financing, all those kinds of views that have come down to us for 30, 40 years or more, that when political reality contravenes those convictions or those ideas, he recognizes the reality of winning and political conviction, political realities. Now, that suggests, we like to think of politicians as having principles and going against what majorities want and all of that. But that suggests that when a very strong view he has, and he's not dogmatic in the sort of when he runs up against political reality. And so as president, we can't predict his behavior, but it does mean that we're unlikely to see a president who is going to be strongly ideological. We don't know that. But this is one of those issues that I think does reveal something about the character of the person, as how strongly they stick with those kinds of views. The other part of it is the question of how much does he change his views in light of what he's done? Does he begin to see private financing as at least, morally on par with public financing? And we don't know that either. But that'll be, I think, a test and something that might reveal something about him.
John Samples is director of the Cato Institute's Center for Representative Government and author of the book The Fallacy of Campaign Finance Reform. You can read more of his work at cato.org.